And our prayers this morning are as they are printed. We'll be naming those specific concerns and needs as they are printed in the list in the bulletin. I would just add three other names, well, a few other names. First off, we got a request for Nancy. We want to pray for Nancy. She has some unknown health challenges. Just got that prayer request Saturday morning. And then we also want to pray for Dan and Chona. From what I understand in text messages with Dan, Chona's house was affected by the typhoon that hit the Philippines. There was some flooding. And so Dan's, that's delayed his flight back to the United States. He'll be with us on Wednesday is the plan. But we want to uplift them as they process what has happened to their home. And then we can also uplift to our nominating committee as well here at Peace that begins to do the Lord's work in finding leaders to serve here at Peace Lutheran Church. Let us pray. Let us pray for the whole people of God and for all people according to their needs. For those who are marked with the sign of the cross and sealed with the Holy Spirit, that the children of God may hold forth the word of truth throughout the world, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For Peace Lutheran Church, that we may see the great need for the truth of God's word in our local community and shine Christ's light in our neighborhoods, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For all who serve in positions of leadership in our government, along with those who serve in our armed forces, that our mighty fortress, God, would protect them as they served to protect our freedoms. Let us pray to the Lord. For all those with illness of heart, mind, and body, Lord, especially this day we pray for Nancy and pray for clarity and what is happening with her. For Dan and Chona, as they process and do the work of cleaning up after the typhoon landed, that you would keep them safe and give Dan a safe journey back to the United States. Also, Lord, that you would be with those that we name today, Kai, John and Holly, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Spencer, Bruce and Kathy, Bernice, Michael, Jen and Gabriel, Nicole, Cole, Daryl and Janine, Dave, Christina, David, Clara, Kyla, Jennifer, Tim, Jeff, Mike, Cindy, Deanna and Corky, Steve, Liz, and Pamela. Lord, we also thank you for the privilege it is to serve here at Peace Lutheran Church. And we pray for our nominating committee that is beginning their work to identify leaders and work towards this next year. We pray that you'd give them wisdom and discernment and bless us in our life together as a family of God. We pray that all may be set free from their infirmities and rest in the healing presence of our Savior. For this, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For these and all other concerns we have, that as we bow before heaven's throne, we know that Christ alone brings our petitions before our loving Father. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. Amen.